Hey, good morning, Adele.
Hello.
Hey, Adele, how you doing? This is Joey. How you doing this morning?
Hi, Joey.
Good. All right. It's Tuesday. Hopefully you're having a pretty good start to your week so far. I appreciate you taking a call here. I want to get you pricing. That's my job. My job is to kind of go over the pricing and how we can help your company, but before I do that, I always found it's pretty good to make sure that you guys understand like how we can actually help. So do you have like any type of questions or any concerns about like the services that we offer that Charles was going over? You feel pretty confident in what we're doing here?
No. I don't know exactly what you're offering me other than placement on the Google, when people
Google.
search for curbing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And Bing,
Yeah.
right? You said? Okay.
Yeah. Couple of those. So, any question like that, please don't hesitate. Just let us know because we know that as a business owner, it's not really your specialty, so it's ours. And I know sometimes these
Yes,
things
it is not.
could be a little confusing for you guys. So yeah, just please let me know. Now, just to clarify a little bit as to what we are able to offer, yeah, you pretty much got it. So what we do is that we take your business, right? So it looks like you guys already have a Google business profile. Is it the Quick Curb by Adele?
Yes.
Okay, so it looks like you guys do pretty well. 4.1 stars, 14 reviews, so that's good. Looks like you guys already have a Google business profile set up here. And what we do is that we basically take your company, and anytime somebody does a search term for what you guys do specifically, we make sure that you're popping up on the first page of Google. So as an example is,
Okay.
I'm gonna check really quick. So let's see. Looks like you guys already have a website. We'll go over that in a second. So do you guys just do curbing? Is that like literally
Yes,
it?
just yes. Yes, just curvy.
All right. So if I were to type in concrete curbing, and so if I type in basically like anything concrete related, concrete curbing, and we're looking at a 50-mile radius, looks like you guys are doing 40. That's fine. That's right within what we're offering. So let's say 40-mile radius. What we do is that anybody that's typing in those search terms, we're going to make sure that you guys are going to be popping up on the first page of Google. Now, the difference
Okay.
between being on Google and being on the first page of Google versus maybe choosing another company, have you tried using like Angie's List, or have you ever tried using like HomeAdvisor, anything like that?
Nope. I don't. I only advertise on Google, actually. I have
Oh, good.
two. Yeah, I have two ads running. I spend about $20 a day on. Right now I just upped my budget because my business has slowed down a little bit. So,
Ooh,
but yeah,
okay.
that's really the only advertising I do is with Google Ads.
Got it. Okay,
Yeah,
so you're doing this. Okay.
I already advertise on Google, so I don't know how are you going to help me be the first one that comes up to optimize my.
Yeah,
That's my question.
I was gonna say, it looks like you're spending a good amount of money. You might be spending that much money because, one, you guys aren't a Google Premier partner, right? So it takes you guys a little bit longer to rank on the first page. It takes you a little bit longer to kind of start getting these results. It's just the nature of the beast. It's actually gonna be more profitable to join us and allow us to actually take care of that for you. Mainly because it's going to be cheaper than
Okay.
the $20 a day that you're spending, or $25 or $30 a day. Mainly because
Okay.
we are a Google Premier Partners. So you already did all the heavy lifting. You have the profile set up. You've already been marketing yourself. What we'll do is that we'll take over that and help you spread out to a
Okay.
little bit of a further distance so you're covering more ground. That's number one. And number two, what we can also do is your Facebook advertisements as well. So right now you guys have a
Oh, okay.
Facebook
I need
of
I need help with that.
Okay.
For
So
sure.
what we can also do is that we
Yeah.
can take your Facebook business page. Is this your family here that is this you? All the way to the right, looks like.
Yes.
Is this yours?
Yes.
Is this your kids?
My son and daughter, and Yeah, I gotta update that. It's really old. It's a really old.
No, it's okay. No, you guys. I like the picture. You guys look great. Okay.
I know. I just finished updating my website completely. I just completely overhauled it. My son is actually taking over the business January 1.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool. Congratulations.
I do need to update. That was the next thing I was going to work on is my Facebook website. I haven't touched it in years, so I really need to do that. So how do I optimize my Facebook advertising? Because yep. I have no idea how to do that.
That's okay. Trust me. I've been doing this for 10 years. Our company's been around for 18 years, and we know that you guys, you know, we only work with businesses that specialize in something, right? So whether you guys are a roofer, you're a plumber, you do contracting, general contracting, concrete work, whichever, right? Like, you guys are professionals in that, and we know that if you're really good at that, you're probably not too good when it comes to, like, the computers and internet and marketing and things like that. And, you know, you probably shouldn't, right?
Exactly.
That's why we're here. That's why we've been around for 18 years because, you know, we help families. So when it comes to your Facebook page, you will not have to worry about that anymore, because what we do is that we take over the Facebook page. We optimize it to make sure everything looks good, make sure all your pictures are on there, make sure everything is matching what your Google Business profile has on there as well. But then what we also do is that we also use we also do paid advertisements. So we'll also, when people are scrolling on their Facebook page and they're searching from some, you know, curbs, concrete work, whatever you guys do, like, you know, obviously specifically, so concrete curbing, they're going to get hit with advertisements.
Yes.
And as they're scrolling, they're going to see, oh, wow, I was just talking about doing some concrete curbing, right? Boom. And then your business pops up, right? And they're allowed to click on that, and then they call you, and then you get your services. So we'll handle all that for you as well. We'll handle the Google Business profile for you. If you wanted to, I'll give you the price right now. But if you wanted to, we can talk about a website as well, because we also build websites. So and I've seen yours.
Mine's pretty, I think it's pretty good. Overhauling the whole thing. So I just updated everything with all the correct product that I offer and the price.
The gallery that's
all
here,
The gallery. I just uploaded a whole bunch of new pictures. And so I think it looks pretty good for a small.
Yeah, I mean, you guys do great work. I was looking at all the gallery and all the pictures. Like, if you're happy with this website, I mean, we're happy with it. We're good. We can take this website and we can help you market the website as well. So we'll help you with the Google profile. We'll help you with the website, and then we'll also help you with your Facebook. So the pricing is the most important part, and I want to help you guys out pricing wise. So we do everything verbal. There is no contract at all. That means that you can cancel at any time, and there's no penalty for canceling either. The only thing that we ask for is just a 2-month verbal agreement. That's all. And the reason for that is because you are going to be at a flat rate, which means this will not go up and it will not go down. Okay. It stays the exact same for the entirety of your career here with us. And to help you with those three things, normally you're looking at probably close to what you're spending right now. Probably like $450 a month. But what we're able to do is we're able to do it for $249 a month. So for $249, flat rate, month to month, we'll get the Google, we'll do the Facebook for you. That money that you spend, the $249, that money gets reinvested into Facebook too. So you don't pay any more for the advertisements, by the way. And then also for the website that you have here, we'll put it on your Google Business profile, and then we'll also make sure that it's all marketed as well. So we'll make sure that that's also being taken care of as well. What we also do is we'll get you hooked up with a customized tracking and reporting system. So we don't just tell you we're going to do it. We're going to show it to you. So you'll be able to see all the keywords that we have you listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, the location as to where they're even coming from, who's calling you, basically the whole nine yards. You can track basically how many phone calls you guys are getting and receiving. And we pair that up with the no contract, because we want to make sure as a business owner, you can say at any time, hey, you guys aren't doing what you're supposed to do, I'm leaving. And you have that ability to do so. Now, obviously, we don't want you to leave, right? We're going to do everything to obviously keep you. But we want you to feel comfortable with knowing, like, hey, look, if I sign up, you know, this is, it's, you're going to be able to get that service, right? So because this is month-to-month programming, obviously something that you want to take advantage of, right? At least give it a shot. That way we can at least prove it to you, though.
Sure. I'll try it.
Cool. Let's try it out. So, I was already looking at your Google business profile. So we're good there. Is everything that's here that I see, is it all updated? Address is 735 Big Tree Road, South, Daytona, Florida, 32119.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. And the phone number, 386-453-1004. You can only have one number on Google. Is that the one that you want? You want us to change it for you?
Yes. Yes, that's the one.
Okay. All right. And Adele, I just got to make sure this is spelled correctly. She's actually one of my favorite singers, so I don't know if you listen to Adele at all, but I do like her as a singer. Your name, is it Adele, or how do you spell it exactly?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. And can you spell your last name for me as well?
It's Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N.
All right. And what is a good email address for you guys, for the business?
QuickCurbByAdele@gmail.com.
QuickCurb. And it's spelled K-W-I-K-K-E-R-B.
K-E-R-B.
And then by?
Yes.
Adele?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
At, what was it again?
Gmail. Gmail.
At gmail.com. All right, so we are good there. So that's updated. All right, so I'm going to ask you a couple of questions here just to make sure we got everything correct and listed correctly here for you. So you're going to meet our team. Usually it takes like, because we got to set up like the Google business profile. So let me give you some time frames here. So you let me know today or tomorrow what would work better for you. It's a 30-minute call to 45 minutes. You get to meet our team. And then what they'll do is that they'll go over everything with you. So they'll make sure that you're set up for your Google business profile, set up for your Facebook, the whole nine yards. Day 5 to day 7,
okay.
We're going to hook you up with the reporting dashboard, and we're going to hook you up with your directory submission. So we don't just do Google. We do Google, we do Bing, we do Yelp, we do Yahoo, a couple of other directories as well. So we'll make sure all of that is the same throughout the internet.
Okay.
We'll get the, day 7 to day 14, we'll get your Facebook page already up and running. So we'll do the advertisements already within about a week or two. So we'll start posting advertisements on there for you. And then day 30 to day 45, it's a rinse and repeat process. We'll have you ranking on the first page of Google and all the other search engines. We'll have your Facebook already up and running. And then every month over month, that's it. It's go time. It's just making sure that you're getting that business moving forward then, okay? So
okay.
What's a good time that you have either today or tomorrow that you'll be able to meet with the team? It's a phone call. So.
I have time today until about 3 anytime. And then tomorrow or the next day I'm open, so whatever.
Okay.
I don't really have any plans, so whatever. I'm just working on my marketing. So.
Oh, okay. It was a good time we called that.
Because my son's taken over. It's actually going to be changed to QuickCurb LLC. It's not going to be QuickCurb by Adele anymore.
Okay, got it.
Because I'm retiring and he's taking over, and he wanted to, I'm not in the picture, so it's going to be his business. So. I already changed the website to reflect that. It says QuickCurb LLC. At the top, and it says formerly QuickCurb by Adele at the top
of
the page.
Yep. I'd seen that already. QuickCurb LLC formerly. Yep.
So in a couple months, it'll be his business.
Okay, nice. Well, that's
January
good. So
one is when
here's another good example as to because you'll have us already by that time. All you got to do is give us a call, let
sure.
us know when that change happens, and we'll do everything else for you. We'll make all the changes throughout the entire internet because we have to make sure everything is uniform. So, yeah, that's perfect.
Well, I would just go ahead and
just do it now.
Since I've already changed, Yeah, why not? Just go ahead and I'm going to rebrand it all quickly.
Oh, okay, okay.
So
okay, all right.
That'll be his new name for the.
Okay, okay, good.
He's going to have everything, so we can go ahead and do that.
Okay, well, let's do that now then. So I'll put a note in here for the team to let them know that that's what we're going to list your business as, and I'm going to update this here as well. All right. Thank you very much. Cool. Okay. So, so I was looking at the times today and you said 3:00. I think 3 is full right now.
No, anytime before 3 between now.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Before 3. Okay.
Anytime
I have
before 3. Yeah.
2:00 is 2:00 good?
Sure. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So it'll be 2:00 Eastern time.
Yeah.
So we're good there. All right. So let's do that. All right, give me 1 second. Let me go ahead and add you. I'm going to send you an email that I have the times on there as well, just to kind of remind you as well. And
okay.
The service that you offer, I know you mentioned this a couple of times, but we can do up to 15 different services if you ever change your mind or if you guys ever stretch your legs and start doing more things, especially your son. If he starts wanting to do more concrete work, you got up to 15 of those keywords you can do. So for right now, you want me just to put concrete curbing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And then we'll do today, 10/31. Oh, today's Halloween, right? You guys doing anything cool today or just a regular day in the office for you guys?
It's actually my son's birthday today. He's a holiday.
Ah, no way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
okay.
I don't know what he's doing, but I'm going to dinner. I have an estimate to do, and I'm going to dinner with my mom. So he might be doing something with friends or something. I don't know.
Friends? Oh, that's cool. My daughter's birthday was the 29th. It was a couple of days ago, so that's good.
Oh,
so she just,
nice.
She just turned 15, yeah. Yeah, yeah, exciting.
Oh, 15. Oh, yep. That's a fun age.
Oh,
I
will... Yep, she's in high school. My oldest daughter is just turned 16. My second daughter turned 15. My youngest is 11. So, you know, just to let you know, I'm living my best life. I'm struggling over here. It has been
three girls.
I have three daughters. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I don't.
Yeah,
know
so yeah, I don't know if you pray or not, but if you do, just put me in your prayers because I need it.
Girls can be tough. They can be very stressful.
They can be a little tough. You're right.
Especially teenage girls. Yeah. Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Drama. Drama. Drama.
Yeah. You know it. All right. So.
You have a lot of drama.
I have a good amount of drama. You know, my daughters actually do really well. So they actually stay out of drama, honestly, for the most part. It's just the I guess you would say, like, the attitude. It's like, you know, they're less lovey-dovey. They're more like moving into an adulthood, wanting to do their own thing, wanting to hang out with their friends. Not used to that. I'm used to them clinging on to me all the time. So it's been that was the toughest part, is, you know, the separation of them being, you know what I mean? So like that's the
stretching their legs.
But, yeah, yeah, stretching their legs. I gotta let them go a little bit. So, like, yeah, that's been the biggest. But all right. So when it comes to payment, when you go to a client's house and you do a job, how do you typically ask for your client to pay? Is it cash, credit? Do you do Venmo, PayPal? Like, how do you do it?
I would say most of the time people give me a check. Or cash. I do occasionally take a credit card, but I usually pass on that fee to them, which is I pay like 3.5%.
Oh wow, okay.
So most people when I tell them that, they're like, oh, I'll just give you a check. So
I'll give you a check. Yep.
I'd rather have a check or cash anyway. So, but some people do. Some people will pay the extra fee.
Oh, really?
You know, because, yeah, some people do. Some people do. Now, see, most of my jobs are like, you know, $1,000 or $2,000. So, I mean,
right.
you you know, that adds up if you're paying 3.5%.
That's what I was thinking. You said 3.5%. I'm like, I know your jobs aren't small, right? And yeah, that adds up on a month to month basis. Yeah, that's a good check right there by the end of the month.
So I usually tell them that, but unless we negotiate it, sometimes I'll negotiate that.
You negotiate it.
But it just depends. Yeah.
Yep. Makes sense.
I'll include it or whatever to get the sale or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it just depends.
Absolutely. So, and hours of operation for you guys. Is it Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. And times?
8 a.m. to 5 p.m. But I take calls. I mean, people call me for estimates. They call me on the weekend, anytime.
They call you kind of whenever. Calls. Yeah, okay. Gotcha. All right.
Whenever
yeah,
they're thinking about it, they call me.
Right. Right.
So,
yeah, because this is going to be for Google. So it's whatever you guys want us to list it as, because, you know, if we put on Google that you're 24 hours, you'll get calls 24 hours. So that's why we like to say, hey, let us know what you want. But, yeah, there's always people that's going to kind of call you on the side, too. So, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, they usually call when they're thinking about it, you know. So like
exactly.
Even Saturday or Sunday, which is fine. It doesn't bother me as long as they're not calling me, like, at midnight or something.
Right. Yeah, waking you up. All right. And, all right,
anyway,
so, Adele. I'm not going to charge you right now. I'm just going to get the credit card information just so I have it saved. I have to read you off a voice verification to sign up first. But the address that you use for the card, is it the 735 Big Tree Road or is it something different?
Yes. Yes.
It's the same. Okay.
Do I have to give you the credit card over the phone?
It's up to you. So yes. So in order for us to close out the listing, yes, we'll do it over the phone. I'll get it locked in. You're good. You're going to get an email and a text message just confirming everything, obviously. I have to read you off, like, terms and conditions and things like that. But, yes, we can do that. If not, I think we have an option where we can send you a link and I can walk you through it, and then you can type everything in there, and then it gets sent to us.
I'd rather not give my credit card out because, I mean, I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? So you might be telling me all this and that you're going to provide the service to me, but I really don't have any assurance that you're legit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm trying to say. So I'd rather not give it over the phone.
Okay.
Once I know that you're a legitimate business going to offer me a service. So.
Well, let me.
What is the name? You're called Local Splash. Is that what it's called?
Yep. I'm going to send you some. I'm going to send it to you right now. So I appreciate you bringing that up. So yeah, so any trust issue like that, please just let me know. So because we completely understand, obviously this is just a phone call that you're getting. So I want to make sure that you're comfortable at the end of the day before you do anything. So let me send you a text message really quick. The phone number we have here, is this your cell phone, 453-1004?
Yes.
All right. Let me send that to you really quick. So I tell this to everybody, even if you don't work with us, you want to make sure that you are working with a legitimate Google Premier partner, right? If somebody can't prove that to you, hang up the phone, don't work with them. So even if you don't work with us, you know, I always give you that piece of advice because anybody can do marketing. So that's never the big deal. It's always make sure you're working with a legitimate company. So I sent you a text message.
Yeah.
That is going to take you direct. Okay. So take a look at that link I sent you. That is our website.
Okay.
All right, so click on the link. It's going to take you to our website. That's not the important part. The important part is the Google part, which I'll take you to right now. So let me know when it pulls up.
Okay.
All right, we don't have to worry about any of this stuff. You can read it later if you want, but it says take control of your online presence, yada, yada. So scroll down. You'll see proven success. Just scroll down. Our process. Scroll down. And it says Google Ads Partner. All right, so before you click on anything, do you see it?
Yep.
Okay, don't click on nothing yet. So this is our website. We can type whatever we want here. But what we can't do is that we can't fake Google, right? So that button that's on there, when you click on it, I want you to pay attention. It's going to take you from our website. It's going to take you away from our website to Google's website. It'll say google.com, agency, partners, all that. and you're going to see that Local Splash, our company, is a legitimate Google partner. So go ahead and click on that badge and then see that it moves you away to Google's own website.
Okay.
Now on here, you can read it if you want to. It's up to you. But you'll see that we are a legitimate Google partner. It says Local Splash has met all the requirements to become a Google partner. It's based off of three things. It's based off of performance, certifications, and spend. So we lose this badge if we don't tell the truth. So like if I say, hey, we're able to do the service for you and we don't do it and you cancel, guess what? Everyone else is going to cancel too because we're not doing what we're supposed to do. That means that Google will remove this badge off of us because we have to keep a certain amount of people happy on a month-to-month basis. So we've been around for 18 years. That's a lot of people we got to keep happy. So I always wanted to show this to you just so you can see that, yes, we are a legitimate Google partner, and that's why we're able to offer you all the services we're able to offer you as low as it is.
Okay.
Now, does that make you feel
now
a little bit more?
Go ahead. The price that you quoted me, $249, is that just for the first 2 months, or is that is that just an introductory price, or is it going to go up after the first 2 months? That's my question.
Yep, great question. So, to be honest with you, that is not an introductory price. That is your legitimate price. So, if you wanted to, you can always hit the back button. If you could scroll down, it shows all the packages. We have you on a platinum package. On our website, it's normally $5.99 a month, which does not include a $299 setup fee. What I did was I waived the setup fee for you because you already have a Google Business Profile set up and you have a website. So no need to charge you for that.
Okay.
The second thing is instead of charging you $5.99 a month, we're charging you $249. One, honestly, because we're motivated to fill the listing. Once we fill it, we don't work with your competitors. And two, you've been around for a while. You've tried this before, and I know you've been doing it on your own, and we're pretty motivated to make sure to show you that it's not all about money. It's really all about showing you that we can do this for you. So that price is locked in for the rest of your life. That would be that way forever.
Okay.
When your son takes over, if he hands it over to his kids, it's going to be $249 no matter what.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Does that make you feel a little bit better still?
Sure.
Okay. And again, I appreciate the questions. Any of these questions, just please make sure you bring it up to me. I'm happy to kind of walk you through that process, all right?
Okay.
All right. Now, the cards that you're gonna use, we typically say to use like a business card if you have one, just because this is all tax write-off because it's a legitimate Google service. So which card are you going to use? Are you using like a Master, Visa, Discover?
It'll be a Visa.
Visa? Okay, perfect. And whenever you are ready, we'll do the card number, we'll do the expiration, and then we'll do the three digits on the back. Not going to charge you right now. Got to read you off the voice verification, but just to save it.
And again, see, is there any other way to get?
Yep.
I'm not comfortable giving it out over the phone, I guess is my
okay.
question. So is there any other way?
Yes.
To handle that?
There is. Yep.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
Don't stress. So that's okay. Yeah, that's all right. Give me 1 second here. What I'm going to do is, I haven't done this in a little bit. So I'm going to send you, so I created a profile for you with our company. What I'm going to do is
okay.
I'm going to send you your login information. Okay. So once you log in, I'll walk you through where to go to your own portal. You can physically type in your own information into the portal. Once you type it into the portal, you'll be able to save it. And then once I see it pop up here that it's saved, it will not show me the card number. It only shows me the last four digits. So it keeps everything secure. But then that allows me to then process the order for you. Would that be a little bit better?
Sure. Now, I do have one more question. All right. So now, the money I'm spending with you, is that any of that going towards, I guess, how does that work? So, because like right now
Facebook?
I'm spending money on Google Ads. So do I reduce or cancel that? Or
yep.
I guess that's my question. So the $249,
so you could
talk. Am I getting,
mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Nope, that's okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But yeah, when you meet with our team, You'll be able to ask that question, okay. And they'll walk you, they'll kind of explain it a little bit further to you. But yeah, basically we're going to be handling your Google listings for you. So to be honest with you, if you wanted to stop the service with them, you can. So you don't have to pay that anymore, because we're going to be handling the Google, we'll be handling the marketing for the website, and then also the Facebook advertisements as well. So we'll literally be the person taking care of your marketing for you, so you don't have to do that anymore.
Okay.
And while I'm talking to you, I'm actually getting all this set up right now. So give me 1 second here. Okay, let me do billing. But yes, does that make a little bit more sense?
Yes and no, because, all right, so right now, the money I'm spending with Google, I pay for so many clicks, you know what I'm saying, a day.
Yep.
So I guess, so how do I know how, I guess I'll just have to try it to find out. So I'm hesitant to just cancel my Google advertising.
Okay.
Without being sure that I'm still going to get the results
over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
So it's no stress on you. You actually don't have to, right? So like, I'm not saying, hey, you have to cancel and stop that service. If you want to run them side by side, just let our team know, because if you're like, hey, look, I still want to do the Google advertisements, let me reach out to them real quick. Hang on 1 second. How long have you been doing that for them?
For how long I've been advertising on Google?
Yeah.
Several years. Yeah. And I can say that, I'll be honest with you, the Google Ads website is very, very confusing and not user-friendly at all.
We've heard that, yeah.
It's absolutely, I mean, it's good that you called me, because I've been struggling with even trying to get a hold of it, have somebody call me from Google Ads, and I can't get anybody to call me back, because I have questions about the Google Ads website, and because right now I've got two different ads running, and my question was, why do I need two ads running at
right.
the same time? Why not just one? Or do I just spend, so I can't get anybody to call me. So that's why I'm happy that you called, because I need help with that.
I was going to say, yeah, so we have our own specialist for the Google Ads department. And what we would most likely do for you is we would most likely just take over that. We can take over it for you if you wanted to. So, like, if you wanted us to do the Google Ads, we can. And that will stop you from using your own Google Ads. We'll do the Google advertisements here on our side. And once we do it on our side, then you don't have to worry about how confusing it is, because we literally just manage it for you.
Okay.
So if you is that the route that you want? I just want to make sure that what you want is what you're getting. So would that make a little bit more sense to have us manage your Google advertisements, or do you want us to do the, okay. And how much were you?
Yeah, I need help with Facebook too. I mean, so.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going
to
do is...
I'm going to pay for a service to help me with that if I can get better results. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind paying someone to do that if I can get better presence.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, this is quite literally what we specialize in. So like I said, we've been doing this for 18 years. So we know, we have a very, very good relationship when it comes to Google. So yeah. We know that it is confusing. We know that it's, you need a degree almost. Like, you, as a business owner, you don't have time to sit there for 8 hours a day every day to learn this stuff and learn all the nooks and crannies of it. It's just not possible for you guys. So I'm reaching out to them to see if we have a position open right now, just to see if we're able to take over that for you. And then in the meantime, okay. what I'm doing is creating the billing for the Facebook advertisement. So let me just finish doing that real quick. Hang on. All right. So, all right. So your username is going to be the phone number. So let me put this here. And then the password is going to be here. Trying to find the password. I don't know why I didn't generate one yet for you. So hang on 1 second. How old is so do you have just a son and a daughter? Is that
my daughter passed away 3 years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
She was 29.
Wow.
I just have my son.
Just a son,
yeah,
okay. I gotcha. Understandable. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. All right. I'm waiting for the password to pop up here, and it's basically all that we need to do, because then I can get you at least logged in, and I can have you do this stuff. I can have you put in the credit card information and all that stuff on your own here. So, all right, let me send you a text message really quick of your dashboard. All right, just send you a text message. Let me know as soon as you got it.
I got it.
Okay, so I'm just trying to I'm trying to generate a password for you. I don't know why. Usually it comes up with like a randomly generated password that I can send you. The username is going to be your phone number, and then your password is just like whatever that random password that pops up, but it's not generating it for me. So I'm kind of just waiting on that to pop up, and as soon as it does, then I'll be able to get you logged in, and then I'll walk you through where to go to at the credit card information. So sorry about the little back and forth here, but usually it doesn't give me no hard time here.
It did send me the username, my phone number, and then Fab Friends as my password.
Oh, did you get the email for it?
It sent me a text message.
Okay. So yeah, so the password, is that what it says? Fab Friends?
Uh-huh, Fab Friends.
All right, try that. Do your phone number as a username and then Fab Friends as the password and see if that gets you logged in. And then once it does, then I'll be able to. Yeah, it's all lowercase, Fab Friends.
Okay. And do you mind me asking where you're based out of? Are you?
Of course. Yeah, we're in California.
Oh, okay. I was wondering about that. Okay.
Yeah, so we're in Fountain Valley, California. So it's 9:56 in the morning here. I know you guys are East Coast, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How's the weather been I know you're in Florida, so I know sometimes you guys get a lot of hurricanes or something crazy.
It's been gorgeous here. Just the last week, it's been, oh my gosh, sunny and 80 every day, beautiful weather.
Wow, no way.
Okay, so I got billing.
Okay, did you get logged in?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, you should be able to. Yep, once you log in, you should be able to see account settings, and then go to billing. And then you can enter in all your billing information there and then save it at the bottom. That should pop up on my side.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We actually should put my son's name on there, Giles Horton. Can I do that? Can I change?
It depends. What are you changing? The card number or is it not the card number? The name of the card?
Let's see. Oh, never mind. Just my profile. That's okay. I'll just leave
Okay.
It
okay. So, and we can change it for you. So yeah, don't stress too much. We can help you with changing it to whatever it is you know.
Okay.
Okay. While you're doing that, I'm going to do a couple of things here on my side on the account too to make sure you're all taken care of. So let's do 11. Okay, so it's good there.
I mean, it's not like this thing is this new card. Huh. That's funny.
What, Visa
I
help?
Just entered my new, no. I entered a new card, and it's not coming up under, how is that thing? That's weird. Why won't it come up? I entered a new credit card and.
Mm-hmm. Did it come up with an error or what's it telling you?
Well, it's not coming up as one of the choices that I want to.
Oh, like debit or credit or is it like a.
No, it's a business credit card.
Okay.
Why don't it? Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Figuring it out there. Sorry. That's why we like to try to do it on our side. But, yeah, and again, you don't have to, but I'm just.
I got it. I figured it out.
Did it? Okay. Sorry about the hiccups.
What is it saying for 26? First name. Huh. Okay. All right, I entered it.
Did it save? Any issues? Oh, nope, never mind. It popped up on my side. Yeah. Okay. Not going to charge you right now. Same deal. Thank you. I apologize. I know sometimes it's a little stressful. Actually, you did pretty good. I mean, usually you have to walk somebody through, like, where to go, but you went exactly where you needed to go, so that's good. That account that you're in, normally we help you set that up, like, a little bit later, but that is going to be your account here for Local Splash, okay? So once we get you signed up,
okay.
That's why you'll be able to see everything. When you meet our team today, you'll be able to, they'll explain all that to you again. So no need to worry about it. You can click around in there if you want. But I'm going to give you're going to have a security question here for this account. It's for the security. And I'll explain to you what that's for. You get three questions. You get mother's maiden name, city you were born in, and your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
First pet.
First pet, okay. Can you spell them for it? So, make sure I got it.
S-L-A-G.
S-L-A-G, slag?
Yep.
Perfect. All right. Cool. Saved and updated. All right, so we're good there. Let me go ahead and read you off the voice verification. Okay, so we want to lock you in at that 249. That's for the Google and then also for your Facebook advertisements as well. So we're going to make sure that you stay at the 249 rate. So I'm going to read the voice verification at any point. Adele, if you are confused or don't know what I just said, please, again, like you've been doing, just stop, ask me a question. I'll be more than happy to reiterate it for you. That way you understand everything before we process anything. Sound good?
Okay, sure.
All right. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
QuickCur by Adele, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Adele Horton, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Do you want to add your son as a authorized user on this account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Can I get his first and last name?
It's Giles, G-I-L-L-E-S.
Same last name?
Mm-hmm.
And what is his good contact to reach him at? Cell phone, house phone, anything?
He's going to be getting my phone. Well, I can give you a different number, but he's going to be getting my phone number that you called me on, the 386.
Okay. Do you want to keep it that way?
453-1004. Yeah. Yeah, January 1, it'll be his phone, so.
It'll be his. Okay, got it. All right, we can keep it as such. All right, no problem. All right, now, obviously, to get the results as fast as possible, it's going to be very important that you're actively involved in the campaign. As a result of, you know, the increased visibility, just please be advised that you're probably going to get some third-party vendor calls that are going to be completely unrelated to Local Splash. So because you'll have increased visibility on the Internet, anytime somebody calls you, quote-unquote, they may be claiming that they're with us. I gave you that security question for a reason, because we will not talk to you unless we get the security question answered. So once the security question is good, that's where you know that you are talking to somebody from Local Splash. If they don't have it, hang up on them, okay? And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. And your payment in the initial term in the account setup will be charged today. That'll be 10/31 of 23 in the amount of $249. Your second payment, once it's completed, would be in the amount of $249, and it would be done. So it'd be done on the end of the month, the last day of the month, because you're doing this on the 31st. So this is always going to be the last day of the month for you guys. And as I mentioned to you earlier, you may discontinue your agreement with us at any time by calling customer support. I'll send you our text message. I'll give you my email, and you'll make sure you have everything for me personally as well. So to prevent any charges for your next month's service, all you have to do is contact customer support, or you can contact me directly. And as long as it's within 3 days of your next billing cycle, then we can put a pause on it, we can cancel it, whatever it is that you want to do. All right. And do you understand and agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. We got you scheduled in there for, you said, 2:00 your time, right?
Yes. And what is your phone number, Joe?
So I'm going to send you a text message. You want to write it down too? I'm okay with that.
Yes, I'll write it down.
Okay. It is 877-635-6225. Uh-huh.
Okay.
You want to press 1, and then you want to type in my extension. My extension is 5258.
Okay.
5258. All right. So that will get you to our direct company's line, and then that will extension gets you directly to my phone number. I take these calls all the time, and we do listings. Like right now, it's paid, so you're good. So we're going to close this listing. That means we're not calling any other concrete worker within a 50-mile radius for you guys. So we're moving on, and we go to another city, another state, another company, right? So I may be on the phone. Leave me a voicemail. I'm going to send you a text message that has the exact phone number and all the information that you just did. I'm going to send you a text message that has that as well, just to make sure that you have my email address too, okay? I want to make sure you at least have that.
Okay.
And because that's usually the faster way to get in contact with me. Because if I'm on a phone, if I'm on a phone call and see you email me, I can talk and email at the same time. So as a matter of fact, I emailed the client while we were talking just now. So it's just an easier way to communicate with me. And I know a lot of times you sign up with somebody and they kind of disappear. I am not that person. So if you want to call me, even if you want to call me just because it's a holiday or something like that, or shoot me an email, say happy holidays, whatever. So like, you know, just let me know I'm going to be around. So, no problem there. All right. And my email is All right. Let me make sure you got my email. All right, and I apologize. Once we sign you up, you get a couple things. You get a email. You get like two emails just going over everything we have, and we just said we're going to do in writing, and then we also get a text message as well. In that text message, if you want to take a look at it, it says it should say it comes from Local Splash, and in the body of the text message, it should give you where it says my.localsplash.com/terms. It's our terms and conditions. If you want to open up that text message, click on that link. Once you read through the terms and conditions, all you have to do is sign it at the bottom. Once you sign it at the bottom, it might actually automatically log you into your profile because we kind of jumped ahead a little bit by signing you in, but it should take you to like a username and password, which you already have. So all you have to do is sign the terms and conditions, and then I'll send you another text message right now that has my information too then, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me save this. Send. All right, so you're locked in today. It's coming up soon, so just prepare for that. It's a phone call. It takes like 30 to 45 minutes, so it doesn't really take too long at all. And then
Okay. What
we'll do is finish everything up there to make sure that we're going to, you know, get access to the Facebook page, do the marketing on there, help you, you know, obviously make sure everything's connected with the site, everything's all uniform, and then we'll also obviously do the listings on Google. Do you have any other questions or concerns?
Are you going to rebuild my Facebook page, or do I need to do that?
Me personally, no.
So
I'm not going to do it. But our team will gain access to your Facebook page, and what they do is that they optimize it.
Okay.
So they make sure that everything that you have on your Facebook page is exactly what's showing up on Google, because everything has to connect. Once they do that, then they're going to start doing paid advertisements on there. That's within like the first week or two, we start doing paid advertisements on it. So they'll create the advertisement for you. They'll create the pictures for you. They'll create everything for you. So, and in that dashboard that I get you signed into, you'll be able to see everything that they're doing as well. So like if you ever running a promotion where you're like, hey, concrete is now 50% off, you know, for today only, tell our team and then we'll customize a advertisement for you. And then we can start putting that advertisement out to bring you more business on Facebook too. Okay.
Okay.
What other questions you got?
Nothing that I can think of. I'm looking forward to having an a marketing partner.
Yeah, it's exciting, right? Being able to, I know,
yeah.
It's a little stressful kind of handing off the keys to somebody, but, you know, at the end of the day, once you see what we're able to do, it kind of relieves that stress, and then you'll be able to pass this along to your son. And then your son will just be able to take over what you were already doing, and he'll be able to start receiving all that work. Kind of lucky on him at the end of the day, but, you know, we're always here. You have my information. I sent you a text message that has my phone number and then my email address as well. So you should have already got that. You should have already got that too. Any other question or concern that you have, please don't hesitate. Just reach out.
What's your email, Joey?
Write it down. So it's J, and then my last name, A, L, M, as in Michael, E, I, D as in Delta, A as in Alpha. So J Almeida @,
okay.
And then it's relevant, RELEVANT. And then ads.com. And if you want to read that back to me, make sure you got it. I sent you an email confirming our appointment today. Well, appointment with our team, so my email's on there, but you want to read that back to me?
What, your email?
Email, yep.
Address?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jalmeida@relevantads.com.
That's it. Yep. There you go. So that's my first, obviously, yeah, my first name, Joey. My last name is Almeida. So, yeah. So, and anything you need, just shoot me an email. Let me know. We'll communicate that way. And then if you have any questions after your meeting with today at 2 on your side, shoot me an email. Let me know. Then I'm happy to take care of you guys still, okay?
Okay.
All right. You doing anything? I know the meeting's coming up soon, but any big plans for the rest of the day? Or I know you say you're doing your marketing all day. So do you guys have any jobs lined up, or are you kind of relaxing today?
Oh, well, my son runs the job, so I'm at home doing the marketing. So he's out working, and I gotta run and get him some more cement for the job they're working on.
Gotcha.
I gotta run right now. All right, thanks for the call, Joey.
Yeah, not a problem. You have yourself a great day, Adele. Take care, and a pleasure meeting you, okay?
All right, thank you. Bye. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.